For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Hi, I'm Kevin, and this is Kevin Psychology. We got an email from a lady named Nancy, and she has a bit of a calamity. Let's see what she typed up for me. Hi, Kevin. My name is Nancy, and I am 75 years old. It's January, and I want to have a big bridge party with my friends. But I can only invite 20 people, because I live in a small house. I want to invite more people, who I'm only a little bit friends with, but I can't. Will they be mad if I don't invite them? What should I do? So, you want to have a big bridge party with your friends, but you can only invite 20 people because you live in a small house. Not really sure how you got that, that only 20 people can fit in your house, but okay. But let's move on to the next line. I want to invite more people who I'm only a little bit friends with, but I can't. You can't? You don't say, but I can't because I live in a small house. You just say, but I can't. Some unanswered questions in here. Will they be mad if I don't invite them? Okay. What do you mean, will they be mad? This is another unanswered question. Because are your friends gossipers to people that you're only a little bit friends with? Next line. What should I do? Well, this whole email is kind of fishy. And I wish there was some more explanation because there's not much in this email to go from or to decide. It's kind of a short email. And it sounds like that you're friends with only 20 people. And it sounds like you really don't want to invite the people who you say you're a little bit friends with. I think that your 20 friends are friends with other people that you say you are a little bit friends with. And I think it sounds like you're worried that your friends will tattle on you and tell people you're not really friends with that they were left out. And it sounds like you really don't want to leave anyone out. And, I mean, I wish I knew more to this again, because I really want to know the situation more clearly. Because, I mean, if it's a situation where these people have done wrong to you, so you don't want to invite them, I see that as a perfectly good thing to do. But you're just leaving these people out because you don't really want to invite them to your house. You want to invite your real friends. And then, I mean, I see you don't really want to invite too many people. But again, if your friends are gossiping, then I would just tell your friends not to tell them. But I mean, I would invite the people that you're only a little bit friends with. But I mean, if it is true that our house is too small, I mean, you can just rent out a building. There are a lot of buildings you can rent, or you can just do it at someone else's house. I mean, it doesn't sound like that much of a big deal to me. But, I mean, as long as you don't tell the other people, I mean, it's really just up to you to decide whether you want to leave them out or not. And sometimes being left out of things is not a very good feeling. I got left out of things a lot. I still do. People have gotten invited to parties that I haven't been right in front of me. People have been talking stuff or saying stuff about me or just leaving me out of conversations, and they still are. And it just really kind of makes me feel upset because I really don't have a lot of friends. And it sounds like you're only friends with 20 people. What I would do is I would only get a few good friends and have a small bridge party. But again, I don't know a lot about this situation, so I don't really know what the full story is here. And it sounds a little fishy, so what you're saying might perfectly well be true, that you don't have room, and you only have room for 12 people. And in that case, I would just rent a building, or just use someone else's house. I guess all I'm saying is that it's up to you to decide if you want to leave people out, or if you don't. Because it really is that way, that you don't want to leave people out knowing that they've been left out. And you don't want to take that chance that they'll find out that they've been left out. I really am just saying to go with your conscience, and that is my verdict. I got an email yesterday that, it really got to me, you know? It really hit me right in my brain. It really stamped an image in my brain, and I just thought that this is just a good story. And, I mean, that this is a problem. And it's really interesting. Okay. So let's read the email. Hello, Kevin. My name is William. My 14-year-old niece sadly has cancer. Yet their family does not have enough money to pay for her treatment. I am her only uncle, and the rest of her family doesn't have that much money, including me. And I really want to help pay for the treatment. And her parents are very poor, and I decided to enter game show Jeopardy, hoping that I would have a fleeting chance to pay for her treatment. Well, I'm pretty good at that kind of stuff, and eventually, I actually got chosen to participate in the game show Jeopardy. It was amazing. And I was doing so well, until all of a sudden, I got the answers wrong. I kept getting them wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong again. And yet, the two other people kept getting them right. They kept getting them right and right and right and right again. And eventually, I was at negative $50,000. And I lost Jeopardy. I lost. I didn't even get to do Final Jeopardy. And I'm not sure what happened after that, because I flew back home, because I didn't want to spend any more time in there. And I couldn't even watch myself on TV. And then I was informed that somehow the two other guys had cheated, and the answers I given were actually right, and the answers they given, they were cheating. I'm not sure how they did it, but somehow the people always thought I was giving the wrong answer. I'm not sure how. And it just really made me really unhappy. So I asked them, can we do this again? And they said, you'll have to fly in here again for us to give you your money. I said, can you give it to me on PayPal or mail it in? And they said, no, we don't do PayPal, and it would be too dangerous to mail it in. The only way you can get your money is if you fly in. Well, I don't have enough money to fly in there. I don't. And don't think that I don't want to, because they're only holding my money for 30 days. And I don't think that I'm going to be able to make enough money in 30 days. And my niece is slowly dying from cancer. So please, Kevin, help me. Please. Well, this is one problem that is really out of my control. And it's really sad. And I really can't help you with this. But I believe that other people can. If you spread the word, make a Kickstarter account on the internet, ask people to pay you money for your niece who's dying of cancer. Find other ways to raise money. The internet can be a very valuable way of helping other people, because there are good people on the internet who pay you money to help you for things. And I mean, that is the only way that I can think of, but because beyond that, this is out of my hands. This is one problem that, besides giving you advice to start a Kickstarter account, I cannot help you with. Of course, besides giving you $15,000. Yes, you got it right. I'm giving you $15,000 in the case of your niece. Thank you. And this has been Kevin Psychology.
For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy. Honestly.